SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Thursday, the 2nd of May, 2024. The Australian share market did rise today. We'll have the details with Ben Clark from TMS Capital. But first, to some cybersecurity concerns, where an unauthorised website claims to have released the personal information of around 1 million customer records from more than a dozen New South Wales clubs. It's a large data breach, which Catalina Flores spoke with online security expert Troy Hunt about.
It looks like the company that was charged with providing some of the check-in facilities for a number of New South Wales clubs, a company called Outerbox, looks like they offshored a bunch of their development to some developers in the Philippines. The claim from the developers is they've had about a year and a half worth of pay that hasn't come through. So in retribution for that, they have dumped a whole bunch of data publicly on a public search site where you can go and put in a name and then get back results to show that you had visited a club. And the results include a redacted date of birth, so there's the year in there, redacted address. And the claim as well is that they have a whole bunch of driver's licenses and photos, which was part of the, the facial recognition component of the check-in.
Like, on a scale of how bad this is, like, this is pretty bad.
Yes and no. Driver's license numbers are bad. We know that from the Optus situation and the queues around the corner at main roads and whatever your local equivalent may be in New South Wales as soon as this incident happened, because people were replacing their licenses because we use the licenses as a form of identity verification. The no part is if it is only in the hands of this one party, which is the Filipino developers in this case, and if their intentions aren't anything beyond what they've done already. So, for example, they don't intend to dump it publicly so everyone can download it, like we saw with Medibank, then the actual impact may be minimal. But either way, it's still a data breach, it's still in unauthorised hands, and it's still being used for someone else's purposes.
So then what would the lesson from this be in terms of protecting that data?
Look, I think it's very reminiscent of both the Optus and the Latitude financial situation. So early last year, Latitude, and of course the September before with Optus, where we need to look at this and say, do you really need that data? And I appreciate pubs and clubs need to collect this because of everything from money laundering to terrorism and problem gambling. But I think we've got to ask the question, is the benefit of storing identity data such as driver's licenses and photos really the right balance here? Are there other ways we could possibly do this? And I think that's the big question that keeps coming up time and time again with these Aussie data breaches.
And I mean, I guess what would your advice be to people who want to keep going to the RSLs? You know, just don't go or don't give over your data?
I'm really reticent to say to people, don't go and have a beer with your mates and have a nice time, because we all want to do it. I think maybe that the key here seems to be around licensed clubs with gambling facilities where there is a regulatory control around being able to capture information. Maybe go to a pub that's not a club where you don't gamble and you don't have to not only gamble with your money, but gamble with your personal data as well.
That is Troy Hunt there speaking with Catalina Flores.
Now, Market Day on the SBS On The Money podcast.
The Australian share market did rise today. The S&P ASX 200 up 0.2% to 7,587. For more, Raina Bosch spoke with Ben Clark from TMS Capital.
I think it's all about what happened overnight. We saw that US markets kicked higher as soon as Jerome Powell said that there was no consideration being given to lifting rates. He then discussed inflation and said we still see a downward trajectory, the last miles proving harder than expected, and the rate cut cycle has been pushed back, but the chairman was slightly more dovish leading to lower interest rates than the market expected.
So how has that impacted the Australian share market today?
Yeah, so we've seen fairly broad-based buying. We've had a decent correction over the last week or two. On the back of those Fed comments, we also saw a reasonably good result from NAB, which has seen a bit of buying in the banks. But overall, it's been those interest rate winners and losers that are up and down today on the back of the movement in the bond market.
And how about local interest rates? Because we know that there's been a bit of a chorus recently about the potential for rate rises.
Yeah, my two cents worth is that there's always going to be people out there getting a headline sort of with a more alarming or a very different to expectation view on what's going on in interest rate markets. And what we've tried to do is keep looking at what the bond market is telling us. And if you look at pricing today, the bond market is saying that there won't be any rate cuts in the next 12 months, but there also won't be any rate hikes, that interest rates at this point, given what we know today, are going to be on hold for at least a year, and then maybe we start to see a cut or two.
Now, let's talk about Woolworths. We know that consumers are looking to tighten their belts with Woolies reporting supermarket sales growth of 1.5% in the third quarter. That's less than Coles, which was at around 5%, but still pulled in nearly $1.3 billion in revenue. But shares got smashed today. Why?
The main reason, and this will please the RBA, is that the Woolworths said that they saw the fastest pace of deflation that they've seen since the pandemic. So prices actually fell across their store network. And that was quite a surprise. And we know that inflation is actually good for supermarket businesses. They can earn higher margins in those environments. You just got to wonder how much of this is appealing to the politicians versus shareholders at this point, given that there are these multiple inquiries into pricing in the supermarkets. Overall, it wasn't a diabolically bad result. It was a little bit weaker than the market expected.
We've also had NAB reporting today, $3.5 billion in half-year cash profit and a $1.5 billion share buyback. Pleased investors. Can you run us through it?
Yeah, pleased investors, but it actually came bang in line with what analysts were expecting, almost perfectly. The slight surprise, and I'm trying to find some things here, was that the net interest margin improved by 1 basis point, which is about as small an increment as you can get. But we have seen net interest margins falling for some time now. So maybe that's just a sign that that's now stabilized. The dividend was up 1%, cash profit was down 3%. The on-market buyback might have been the bit of the surprise as well. It was well received, and we have seen the banks kick on the back of the result.
Finally, where do you see the opportunity for investors at the moment?
Opportunities, fewer and further between at the moment. We have seen a very strong run in the market. I think you've got to be more selective on a stock-by-stock basis. But, if we look at things, there have been stocks that have been sold down quite aggressively over the last few weeks. BHP might be one, or CSL in the blue chip area where we're starting to top some money up.
That is Ben Clark there speaking with Raina Bosch.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. Content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.